Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 711 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 508 of those cases were from Delta State. But the NCDC says that all those Delta State cases are a backlog that goes all the way back to July. Think about that. Like, when I saw that data, almost fear catch me. Because... backlog all the way back to July. There are still COVID samples going back almost 4 months that have not been tested yet. Now, we really don't know whether that's only a situation in Delta or if it's happening in other states as well. But it highlights the point that I make on this show quite a bit, and it's been made over and over and over. Any doctor worth their salt will tell you the same thing, that the numbers that we give you every day are probably way lower than the reality out there. That's why I'm always telling you to limit your movement. And when you must go out to work or to buy essentials or to an event nowadays, wear a mask. Keep your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. These things are pretty basic, but you'll be surprised how pretty basic things will save your life. I have a friend who always has allergies, but she said that since the pandemic started and she's just gotten used to wearing masks, her allergies have not happened to her once in 2021. And this is someone that's always sniffling, always taking antihistamines, always, you know, all the time. But like, not once has she had allergies. And it's because she's doing something as simple as wearing a mask all the time. So they're actually pretty simple, basic hygiene things. Wash your hands, don't get too close to people, you know, wear a mask, don't hug people, etc., etc. Just do it and you'll be all right. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong because they're tuning to Hard Facts every single day. We have a great show for you. We start every day with the big three. We'll talk about 56,000 abandoned government projects across the country. Mm-hmm. Then let's talk about the Anambra State Government moving Mondays from the school week, removing Monday from the school week. Then we'll talk about the federal allocation possibly being suspended over a dispute between the states and the federal government. Chikwudi will bring you Community U Report as always. And then at 5 o'clock on the Big Hard Fact, let's talk about the 2022 draft budget. I have a budget with me to talk about some of the key points captured in the budget because the ministers will soon begin their defense. As usual, we'll have updates for you at the top of every hour. We may also give you a chance to win some money by the end of the show, but just keep listening, all right, so that you know what happens on the show one way or the other. Let's get into the big three. Really, I'm excited about today's big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your hard facts. There's so many abandoned projects. Why are there so many abandoned projects? That's the biggest question on my mind because of the story that is our first one. Is the Anambra State government bowing to IPOB? where state and local governments cheated during the Paris Club settlement. Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is abandoned government projects. According to a survey by the Chartered Institute of Project Management of Nigeria, there are 56,000 abandoned government projects nationwide. The total estimated value of those projects is 12 trillion naira. 12 trillion. That's roughly the annual federal budget these days. Even if you assume that maybe only about 25% of the contract value has been paid out, that's 3 trillion. And speaking of the federal budget, at 5 p.m., we're going to be looking at the 2022 budget with budget, so don't miss it. But back to this abandoned projects matter. Let's be clear, we're not talking about just federal projects. So these are also state and local government projects. It's in the news because the Nigeria Society of Engineers is alarmed by the number of abandoned projects. They say that we have so many abandoned projects because government fails to consult with the experts before deciding on a project. And so you have lots of projects that should never have been born because they are impossible to do. The NSE, the Nigeria Society of Engineers, also blames lack of capital because usually most governments, most government budgets are not completely funded. And when there's a shortfall, the first thing that government sacrifices is capital expenditure. So there usually isn't enough money to finish these projects. So these are some reasons, right? But there are other reasons. Some will say corruption is a big one. Basically, some projects fail because someone chopped the money. I'm watching Sopranos. It's a TV show, old TV show from the 2000s, The Sopranos, about this mob boss, this mafia boss in New Jersey. And there was this episode where they basically, you know, defrauded the American government and bid for a contract where they were going to build houses for poor African Americans, right? And they worked in collaboration with someone in an NGO, a lawmaker, and then the mafia people themselves, and they inflated the contracts and they got money from the federal government and they whacked the money and they didn't do the project. And, you know, it just, like, while I was watching, I was like, if I come and tell my listeners this one, they will say, no, it doesn't used to happen. They have systems that work. Yeah, but, you know, no system is perfect. But that's just an aside. I just remembered it as and, you know, shared it with you. But yeah, that's something that happens here with a lot of these abandoned projects. You know, some people tell you that people get the money for these projects and they whack it, just like The Sopranos in that TV show by HBO. Then there's poor monitoring and evaluation, because if a project is failing, there should be someone in government whose job it is to raise the alarm. And after the alarm is raised, there should be steps taken to solve the problem. If the project failed because someone chopped the money, was that person found? Was that person arrested? That's what would happen in a lot of these countries. Maybe not America, because some people tell you that America is a glorified third world country, but, you know, I digress. But in a lot of countries, if investigations are carried out and you are found to have done something like this, you would be arrested. So is that something that could happen here, that should be happening here? If a project fails because someone chopped the money, was that person found? Was that person arrested? If it was a problem from the engineering or feasibility end, was there an investigation? Could better monitoring and evaluation help with these projects that get abandoned all the time, all over the country, by states and federal governments and local governments? 56,000. That's a lot of failed projects. That's almost 1,500 per state. Chineke God. That's about 800 per local government area. Why do we have such a big problem finishing what we start? reminds me of the monorail in River State. But what do you think is happening here? Why are there so many abandoned projects? Lagos, what do you think about the reasons I've given, and what reasons do you think I've left out? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for men to call me on. 0700-993-993-993. You can also join the show via Skype if you're abroad. So just go ahead and call us via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Of course, there's Facebook, where we're streaming live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And then there's YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. All right. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. I don't know what's happening with the phone lines, but I'm seeing that the screener is losing a lot of the calls that are coming through. I'm hoping it's just a network thing, and that's not really like a big problem. But if it is, we've got social media, right? So you can be a part of the show by joining us online. So get on board on Facebook, Nigerian Info FM, and get on WhatsApp as well, 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name? All right then. We seem to have that problem again where we can't hear each other. I hope not, for the sake of myself, because I don't want to keep talking. Because even when I'm reading messages, I'm talking, right? Haruna is on the line. Haruna is in Ikeja. Hello, Haruna.
Yeah, so you're talking about abandoned projects and all, right?
Yes, why are there so many of them?
Yeah, well, for me, I've summed it up to as greed, because then again, Twitter handle that I follow that actually tracks a lot of projects and the amounts allocated to certain constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've noticed is that a lot of them are either done halfway or they are not even done at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I noticed that even on those on his platform, a lot of people are not really concerned when he does the posting of those
projects,
abandoned projects, and the pictures of probably a school or a hospital that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like number one, greed on the part of the people that were actually giving these funds, which most likely are lawmakers.
Mm.
But then again, on our part as a society, we don't really care, and we don't really know what is going on in terms of consistency projects and the like. So that's pretty much my contribution.
Your contribution, Haruna. Thank you so much for calling us from Ikeja. He was a first-time caller. Kennedy Oyameda on Facebook says, there's a road linking Sango, Ogbayo, Agbado Crossing, Lambe, Akute, Alagbole to Berga. It would have been better if Ibikunle Amosun did not start the project. Business in these axes are closed. Wow. That's the thing also. Some of these projects are abandoned in such a way that makes it impossible for people to live around these areas, you know? It's ridiculous. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is TJ from Ogudu.
Welcome, TJ.
Hi, Unto President Sandra.
Yes, you're live on the show. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, TJ. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. At least what I can talk about of this project is the corruption on the part of our leaders, those who award those contracts. Imagine when you are given a contract and they ask for 50% kickback.
Mm.
What moral right will you have to go after me if I abandon the project?
Mm.
You can't go after me. You are collecting part of it. What I have left cannot finish the project.
Mm.
So that is the larger percent of it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling, TJ. TJ says, well, if you've collected 50% in kickbacks from me, how dare you come after me as a contractor when I fail to deliver on a project? All right, let's take one more call and then we'll go to WhatsApp. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Am I on to Sandra?
Yes, you are. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Sonny. First time calling your program.
I'm glad to have you here. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to the topic at the moment, and I just have to make my own contribution.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so far so good. To the best of my knowledge, I found out that every paperwork that the government has put in place to make sure this project works has always been in place. In terms of the monitoring and the evaluation team, and so many other things. So the problem here is this. It's either, like one of the callers said, people receive kickbacks, then at the same time, some of these contractors are not really funded fully. Imagine somebody that is funded 75% for a project, and at the end of the day, another person or the main contractor has collected, let's say, 25%. So in most cases, they will just do whatever they can do and abandon the project just because, one, they don't have enough funds, like somebody has said. Then two, the remaining 25% or 35% that is supposed to be paid to them, they will now start running after after the remaining funds, and at the end of the day, nothing will come out of it. So I believe it's a systemic problem. It's not just from the contractor. It's from the awardees. That's from the government down to the contractors, and also we, the ordinary person on the street. So if we look critically, we still have a long way to go for us to actually get this abandoned project back to work again. But it has to go. We have to go through from the top down to the to the least person that is involved. So it's a whole lot of process.
It's a whole process.
So I just should contribute in this regards to.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate it. You should call us, more often, because you have very insightful things to say. Timothy from Ikorodu says, Sandra, it's very simple. Our leaders and politicians are so selfish. These projects are only meant for campaigns and eye service. Timothy, thank you for your message. We've got someone who says, Sandra, I cry whenever I pass through all these abandoned projects. Nigerians need to start talking about all of these projects. Mark Chimera from Victoria Island with that message. We've got this one here from Taya Lawal. Taya is in the UK. Taya says, the Sopranos scenario typifies the Nigerian situation with respect to projects. Nigerian leadership is just like a mafia family. It's their own interests they look after. It's emblematic of state capture by a few. All right, Taya, thanks for your message. President Sandra, I believe the blame should go to the government because they don't follow up on the projects. Corruption also plays a huge part on the part of the governments as well. That's Etim Godwin with that message. Etim, thank you very much. Those who are supposed to hold the contractors accountable are culpable. Who's going to hold who? This is the major problem. Abandoned projects will continue. Kenneth from Shasha with that message. All right, Kenneth, thank you very much. If you just tuned in, Lagos, it's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock. And our first story is abandoned government projects. So we start every day with three of the biggest stories of the day, right? We start every day on Hard Facts with three of the biggest stories of the day. But the station starts at 5 with Morning Crossfire. You should actually start with us at 5 a.m. because it's pretty brilliant what Sheriff Quadri does on the morning show. If you work late at night, if you have some reason to be up, at midnight, we have Ada, a blessing on the overnight, and she does fantastic work as well. Her conversations are very, very deep, very, very topical, very, very relatable. So, you know, if you've never listened, I recommend you listen. And of course, if you can't stay up to listen to her or wake up early enough to listen to Sheriff, every show is available on our website so you can listen again. Any day you miss and you want to be like, oh, I want to hear this conversation they had, or I started it late, just go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm, and look for the conversation you want to listen to and watch it and listen to it, pause it, rewind it, fast forward it, all of that stuff. But yes, our first story on today's show is abandoned government projects. A survey conducted by the Chartered Institute of Project Management of Nigeria found that 56,000 projects in Nigeria have been abandoned, government projects nationwide. And the total estimated value of these projects, 12 trillion naira. That's roughly the annual federal budget nowadays. And it's not just federal projects. It's state, it's local, all these projects. 56,000. I did the math and, you know, we came to 1,000, almost 1,500 per state, almost 800 per local government. Why do we have such a big problem finishing what we start? Why are there so many abandoned projects? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you're abroad, join the show via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook. And you can leave your comments for us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's for Facebook. For YouTube, it's Nigeria Info FM. Let's talk to Alex, who is in Ikeja. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, great. I want to talk quickly on two topics.
Okay.
On two of the topics, yeah. The first one on abandoned project.
Mm-hmm.
The first reason is that they use it to give false promises.
Okay.
They put out big names and then they get the people, you know, they get the attention of the people. They use it for campaigns and they end up doing nothing. That road that first person referred to, I know that road very well.
Mm.
And honestly, you'll be shocked the way that project started. But it was as if they knew all along that they were not going to do that much work on that road.
Okay.
But if you have seen the way that road started, it was like, wow, this is El Dorado right here.
Mm.
The only reason why we're not even calling that road an abandoned project is because it's a road. Because somebody, he almost has tied it on somebody else's neck.
Mm. Oh no, Alex. Thank you very much for calling, though. We appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll move on to our second story. Our second story is a doozy. The Anambra State Government is removing Monday from the school week and adding Saturday because of IPOB. So stay here when that conversation comes your way. It's happening in about 1 minute. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. You can find me there. But you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 28 minutes past 3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and the Anambra State Government is removing Monday from the school week and adding Saturday. That's our second story. You can still talk about abandoned projects when you give us a call, but the government seems to be responding to IPOB's sit-at-home order. Now, I should point out that IPOB is a proscribed group with no legal authority to order or enforce a sit-at-home. Also, I should point out that the Anambra State Government did not give a reason for the change, but it's very popular. It's very peculiar. Let me say, not popular now. It's very peculiar. There's no precedent in the history of Anambra State or the old Eastern region for Monday not being a school day. I'm trying to remember, you know, Monday not being a school day, Saturday being a school day. I'm trying to think about it and I can't. In fact, the only group that has said anything connected to Monday recently is IPOB. So it raises a question. Is a state government complying with IPOB demands? And if a state government is doing this, why are they doing this? Because it seems very similar to how some northern states closed down schools to protect children from terrorists wanting to kidnap them. So does this mean that the Anambra state government doesn't think that it can protect schools, students, teachers from IPOB and their supporters? Now, like I said, the Anambra state government did not give a reason for the change, but you have to admit it's very peculiar. It seems like this sit-at-home order is causing a lot of disruption in the southeast. In Abia, keke drivers have told IPOB to pay them compensation if they want them to stop working on Mondays. So basically, you seem to have groups bypassing state governments to negotiate or appeal to IPOB directly, negotiate with them or appeal to them directly. And I wonder what you think about that. Why has Anambra changed the school week? Again, like I said, they did not give their reason, but they have removed Monday from the school week and they've added Saturday. Why do you think they've done that? Are they bowing to IPOB? 01465-7190 0700-993-993-993. Everybody has 60 seconds to make their point. After 60 seconds, we'll move on to the next person. 60 seconds, that's all you get. Is a state government complying with IPOB demands? If they're doing so, why? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
You've got 60 seconds.
Okay, definitely they will concur to IPOB's sit-at-home order. Because they've not even come out to talk to IPOB. They've not even come out to talk to IPOB. Neither they have anybody come out to say anything. So they are concurring with IPOB and for them to do that, that means they failed as far as I'm concerned, and IPOB is getting ground. IPOB is getting ground, so they should cover their faces with shame.
Does this worry you? Does it worry you that IPOB is gaining ground?
The truth is this, let me tell you, it doesn't worry me because the people who call government officials have failed. Even say, I'm not even sympathizing with IPOB themselves. Because of what is being done to Nnamdi Kanu. See, if he's a terrorist, they should try him and not keep him without trial.
All right. Thank you for calling. Remember, everybody gets 60 seconds. We've got Joy in Agbara on the line. Joy is not there anymore. Joy, please call us back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sandra.
Hi.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sandra, leave that name alone. Okay. You know, you see these people with IPOB and all of that.
Mm.
I don't know. Why can't just have headway to this issue? You can't call the bandits terrorists, and you're now keeping Nnamdi Kanu for no reason, for no just reason. What has it done to them? I'm not an Igbo person, but I don't just understand. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, some would argue that Nnamdi Kanu incited the public to violence. You know, some would make that argument. If you've listened to his broadcasts, you'd have heard him make a lot of inciting statements. Some would make that argument. Joy is in Ikeja. Hello, Joy.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, yes. So I'm talking a bit on the abandoned project you're talking about as the first story.
Mm-hmm.
So they are both accomplices.
Okay.
Both the person who is giving and the person who is also collecting the funds, because I know for sure that I don't give them the full takeoff amount for the project. So you see them, they don't even end up finishing that project. Then again, how can you, it's just like you, Sandra, now, you want someone to help you fix something in your house or build a house for you, and you do not even monitor to see if that person is actually building or doing what you've asked the person to do, even if you are abroad or not. Do you understand? So they just don't care. They don't have that much because it is not their money, it's not their funds. Of course, they themselves, they have cut from that money as well. So that is why you see we have lots of abandoned projects, because our leaders that we have, you give people money, you don't check out to see if they have done those projects or not. And if they've not done so, you cannot even, you know, apprehend them and jail them, so that it will be some of a deterrent if you know you have done your own part. That is why we're having this lot of abandoned projects here and there. Thank you very much.
Joy, thank you so much for calling. We've got a first time caller from Lekki. Godwin, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening, Dr. Sandra.
Good evening. You've got 60 seconds.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
You're just being like Sheriff. I want to talk about what happened in Southeast because of changing school to Saturday. All right, if you look at it now, I don't think government doing that is not proper, because if we look at the Northern Nigeria, this is what really happened at the beginning. And then before we know it now, that place now is, you know, the no-go zone now. So I believe government should have stepped in, you know, look at how they can address this issue of hypoxia at them on Monday, instead of them, you know, bowing to the pressure of the hypox. I don't think this is a good idea. I think it's not a good way for them to go, because I believe they could have, you know, called this guy, sit them on the round table, and then have one-on-one discussion with them, instead of them changing the school, because I have not heard that the school on Saturday since I was born in Nigeria, as in from that side of Saturday, I have not heard that before. But for them to bow to them, I don't think it's a good idea. Then talking about the government project, we all know it now. Corruption is, you know, the mother of the day. Because when you give someone a contract and then you expect to collect half of the money that you give the person to, it is really contract. So what do you expect at the end of the day? That is it, my dear. Thank you so much. I'm really enjoying your show.
Godwin, thank you so much for listening today and calling us. Alex in Ikeja, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. Sorry, my line tripped off. Let me just round up on this thing about abandoned projects.
Okay.
You see, I believe that there are some of these things that we call contracts that should really not be contracts. We just fabricate them. I mean, our politicians fabricate them just to, you know, to pacify their cronies. Because we're doing a proposal right now.
Okay.
And we're not asking for a contract. What we're saying is put it out in the open market so that everybody
can bid,
will benefit from it, right? On something on climate change.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
As I speak to you, government officials have their foot on that proposal because they want it to come out as a contract. Do you understand my point, Sandra?
I see, yeah.
Because they want certain people to benefit from the overall. And we're saying, no, let everybody put it out in the open market. Let people do this according to these and these rules. Right now, they have refused. We are not making any progress. They want to collect grants. At the same time, you're not doing anything. You want to offer it as a contract. You shouldn't be. There are many of these things that are abandoned today because they were not originally supposed to be contracts. They were only forced to be contracts to be able to lubricate some people's palms. And that's how we're not gaining much on climate change. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex, for calling. Let's take a look at messages we've got here on WhatsApp. Monday from Aja says, from Ajegunle says, so many projects in Nigeria are self-owned projects, state, local, or even federal government. There should be a plan on ground so that any government who comes follows from where the outgoing government stops. All right. Thank you very much for your message. We've got this one here from Orim. Orim is in Victoria Island. And Orim says, the problem of Africans especially Nigeria, on the unfinished projects is discipline. Since I was born, I'm yet to see anyone in government who's been specifically punished or money retrieved as a result of unfinished projects or any other case. Orim, thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at more messages here. President Sandra, it's so simple. Nigeria's projects are chop by chop. Either you finished or not, it's not their business. That's a message from Choice. Choice is also in Aja. Don't forget, Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook and we're streaming on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got De Brain Nature calling us by Skype. Hello, De Brain.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you joining us from?
Yeah. And I want to say two things concerning the abandoned project.
All right.
Before I left Nigeria, there were projects I saw that were abandoned. When I visited Nigeria, they were still abandoned. And my kids, it's this project. The problem is this, we don't have patriotic citizens at the top. Okay. People don't have us at that. The same road they are using with us, they prefer to leave that road abandoned because they are using better cars. And they're not thinking about the life of the normal citizens who are struggling for themselves. So I just feel they are too selfish. How much of this money will you continue to steal? How much will you continue to invest for yourself and your family? Why not think of this for the citizen? And at least make life easy for us. That's just my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling us, De Brain Nature. We've got messages still on WhatsApp. Additional, Ayatoyinbo says, the way it is in Nigeria, unfinished or abandoned projects are enough to fuel a protest. It's only that we, the masses, are too docile and adaptive. More so, we are fond of singing the praise of these crop of unfruitful politicians when they construct one lane out of four or more. Mediocrity. It's obvious they deliberately abandon these projects for campaign and political fraud, corruption. The Sopranos that you talked about is a documentation and revelation of a past event in the US history and how it was handled. Here, have you seen any political office holder being legally probed and punished for abandoning or ignoring a project? All we know is we're begging them on radio or comparing them instead of calling them up for querying. When we get to this level, there shall be more sanity here. Additional, with that message there, thank you very much. Comrade Akman Silas says, Anambra State removing Monday school days to Saturday is a sign of doom waiting to fall on the southeast region. Labor laws are twisted by implication. Workers' weekend, work-free day are infringed. It may result in out-of-school children. Let them continue to drift. All right, Comrade Akman Silas, thanks for your message. Okweke Inde says, Sandra, do you think we have leaders? They will one day meet their Waterloo. If you come to Alimosho, we have also state-abandoned projects. Opekende, thank you very much for your message. Gatti Nation says, good afternoon, Sandra. It's so funny how things are done in this country. Why would a sovereign state concur to a proscribed group? I think, in my opinion, we're losing track and we need to step up to the reality of the 21st century and move away from all of this mediocrity. Gatti Nations from Ekpe there with that message. Let's talk to Benjamin in Ikeja. Hello, Benjamin.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got 60 seconds.
Yeah, Sandra, I was laughing when you asked that question initially when you started your program. It's more like the question you ask, as if you yourself, you are not in this country. And let me say, you see, the problem we're having is accountability.
Okay.
You see, we have leaders who cannot account, and the followers also cries out, but the leaders cannot account to what they have spent. If 66,000 projects were abandoned and the 12 trillion were spent in different administration, then how come are those projects spent? How did they do them? How did they come up with them? So it's unfortunate. It's lack of accountability. Then the second one I have also is greed.
Okay.
You see, these men, they are greedy in the sense that, like the other man called from abroad, talking about what they've been holding, they've been spending, and they don't care about the public. And this is where greed falls to. And talking about the issue of the Nnamdi Kanu, you see, we have failed states, failed government. A failed government who has failed his responsibility cannot overcome a certain groups of people. And that is where that is the reason why we have a bunch of Boko Haram bandits everywhere. We have failed government. And that is the reason why they prescribe certain groups are overtaking the government. And as they are overtaking the government, we now concluded it to be that these people, they are really fighting for their rights. So because the government cannot fight for the citizens anymore. So that is why these people group, they are fighting for their rights.
Thank you very much. We've got Esther in Ajawa Estate. Hello, Esther.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Welcome.
I want to thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to contribute a bit on the Anambra issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was late MKO Abiola who said, person where they break coconut for your head, not the follow chop them. Now, children, some missed their WAEC exams
mm-hmm.
because of this same stay at home.
Mm.
Well, I think that while government is trying to do what they can by negotiating with the group or talking it over and understanding why this stay at home is there in the first place,
mm-hmm.
this could be an ad hoc arrangement where children don't really miss out. Because if every Monday they don't go to school, what happens at the end of the day? So I think they're just, I see it as being proactive while a solution is being looked at or looked for to solve the major problem. Thank you. This is my opinion.
Esther, thank you so much for sharing your opinion on the show. You should call us more often. Baba G in Badagry, hello.
Yeah, thank you, my president.
Welcome.
Sandra.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Quickly, what is going on in Anambra for the government and the authority there to pick Saturday, you know, to complement that of Monday sit at home.
Mm.
And that is doctrine of necessity, if you ask me.
Okay.
Most people may condemn it. It has not happened before. But allow them to do it that way because of the children's future is very key.
Okay.
And again, if you look at what is going on, I'm not a fan of IPOB, but when it comes to injustices in Nigeria, I think the federal government should call a roundtable dialogue. Because a situation whereby a certain region, there is no international airport, if you ask me, I'm from the south-south. You don't have seaport. How do you explain this? Now, the youth now, they are beginning to see that it's like we are not in Nigeria. And it's very sad that this government, upon their campaign promises, instead of them to carry people along, they are dividing Nigeria the more, which is not acceptable. But IPOB should tread softly because our children, the future matters. Because the Nigeria, after this government, Nigeria remains. We should look beyond Buhari. We should look beyond this, our politicians we have today. We still have one Nigeria. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Baba G, for calling. Let's quickly take a look at our final story before we take more calls. The state governments and the federal government are quarreling over money again. This particular quarrel is 15 years old. But let me summarize it for those that just started paying attention to current affairs. So before 2006, the federal government owed the Paris Club about $18 billion in sovereign debt. Notice I said the federal government, not the federation. So that means that the state and local governments did not owe this money. In 2006, Obasanjo and Okonjo-Iweala made a deal to clear the debt. The federal government paid $8 billion and the Paris Club forgave the rest. But here's what the problem is. Here's where the problem started. The money used to pay debt was from the Federation account. As you know, the money in the Federation account belongs to federal, state, and local governments. So the local governments and the state governments are now shouting, "Haba, why is federal government using our money to pay their debts?" But the wahala did not end there. After some years, some consultants took the state and the local government to court. And according to them, the states hired them to get their money back from the federal government. And now they want to be paid for their service. But the state government said that is a lie. Now, that case has been in court, but another wahala has burst. The federal government says they has reached a settlement with the consultants on behalf of the states and the local governments. And the states are shouting that, how can the federal government cut our hair in our absence? So they went to court to stop the federal government from taking any more action in that dispute. And then on Friday, the big wahala happened. The finance minister, Zainab Ahmed, told the governors that the federal government has paid the consultants with money allocated to local governments. $418 million. That's about a quarter billion naira. State governors are not happy. In fact, the matter got so hot on Friday that they had to suspend FAC allocation. So that's the dispute in a nutshell. I think I did a good enough job summarizing it very, very quickly. Who do you think is in the right here? And yes, you can still talk to us about our first and second story. The Anambra State government removing Monday from the school week and adding Saturday, and the abandoned projects all across Nigeria, 56,000 of them. 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call us on that number. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Of course, we are streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also call us via Skype if you're abroad. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Nonye is in Abulegba. Hi, Nonye. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra Zekosele.
Thanks for calling us. What are you doing in Abulegba today?
Hey, correct, Mama. Sandra, this is Nonye speaking.
What are you doing in Abulegba today?
I live in Abulegba, and I need a park.
This is not lucky you live.
I don't come up for lucky. You know who tell me to name my namesake, of course.
Noye, my namesake! Hello? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Kende is on the line. Hi, Kende. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah. I just want to talk about the road, the abandoned projects.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, the problem we have is lack of accountability in the governmental structure that we have.
Okay.
Remember very well, part of the duties of the legislation is to do oversight work. And in doing oversight work, the executive is expected to give accountability for every budget allocation they ask for from the legislation. A good example, I'll give an example of what happened here in a country where you see accountability. The certain prime minister here used money for his own personal study. She was made to pay that money by the legislature, by the parliament, because she was not expected to use the taxpayer money to study. She has her own money that she's been paid. Accountability. We have a government who says, I will do this road. A certain money is allocated for this. And then they come back every year and the legislature just says, we approved the budget without asking for what the monies that have been allocated before have been used for. So it's a problem that has to boil down to accountability and governmental structures that are not well set, and even the civil society are not doing enough as far as I'm concerned. Of course, we know there are some people called, there's budget, there is setup, but I feel they are not doing enough in applying pressure to ensure that these legislative guys do their job. Very well. And for the people for IPOB and Co., I would say it all boils down to good governance. I tell you, once we receive good governance in Nigeria, all this agitation for IPOB and so, everything will fizzle out naturally.
All right, Kende, thank you very much for calling. Everybody gets 1 minute. Doesn't matter whether you are abroad or not. Augustine is a first-time caller from Ajegunle. Augustine, welcome. Augustine, are you there? Oh, I think Augustine left the call. Okay, do we have time to take Levi's call? Okay, fine. If Levi can talk to us in 60 seconds, yes. Hello, Levi.
Yeah, hello. Levi calling from Finland.
Hi, Finland.
I just wanted to say, that all this does boil down to our politicians knowing for the fact that they are going into politics not to serve, but to be served.
Okay.
And as a result of that, we have a lot of projects. Because when you come to other parts of the world, you notice that these things are not magic. Like, you could go on a bad road in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
the next morning is fixed, mm-hmm. because they know they are there to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So if our politicians know that they are there to serve, will not be where we are today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for saying that and saying it as concisely as possible. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts. All my phone lines are ringing. We've got three hot stories on the show today, three big stories on the show today. I want to get your thoughts on all of them. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Just search for Sandra Ezekwesili. But don't go away. This is a very quick break.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. True love, they say, is hard to find.
Get away from me!
But what happens when the one you found is bound with complications?
No one can love the beast who slept with my sister in full view of anyone in this house, damn it!
Tune in to watch the brand new Africa Magic original, Dilemma, showing weekdays at 8 p.m. on Africa Magic Showcase, channel 151 on DSTV.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news and sports station.
We talked about 56,000 abandoned government projects across the country. Then we talked about the Anambra State government removing Mondays from the school week. And then we talked about the federal allocation possibly being suspended over a dispute between the states and the federal government. You've got 60 seconds to talk to me about any of these stories. Which one do you want to talk about? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, President Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, my sister. Abandoned project. Somebody called the other day. Oh, partialize the Kenneco, the minute of work. All over the place. I watch Aba Uma here, Ikoto Ekpeni Road. I feel for the people. Yes, that road has been abandoned. Then somebody will call and tell me, oh, finalize the best. Then for Anambra, for the safety of those children, those people in government from that southern, southeast of this country, who are in the government, both federal and state, how come they can't look up the president's eyes and talk to this man? Let's call this young man and have discussion with him. No. Then for the federal government, maybe they give states palliative sometime, right? Some of them never pay that money back, oh. This one, Nakoniman die, Wayoman bury him. They pay the consultant who work on your behalf. Then you are kicking against it. Let them continue. Thank you.
Thank you. I like how he talked about the three stories in 60 seconds. Bolaji is in Ikeja. Hey, Bolaji.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Actually, I'm going to contribute on the government not paying contractors.
Okay.
Let's put it like that because I have an experience.
Okay.
As engineers that want to work, they are desperate.
Mm.
They go to all these government parastatals
mm-hmm.
that they need a job.
Mm-hmm.
Number one thing they will do for you is that they will ask you to bid a huge sum of money. They okay. will collect money from you
okay.
before they can even give you a contract.
Okay.
And after giving you a contract, they might have collected from six other people,
mm-hmm.
six other contractors. So all this is boils down to corruption. It's not as if the contractors don't want to do their job.
Okay.
But they're not paying. Let me use wild language now.
Thank you. The
government staff, civil servants, evil servants, they are not paying. That's the problem. That's why they have a lot of abandoned projects, because they will collect money from each contractor,
mm-hmm.
promising them,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot to chew. A lot. So that's why that's the cost.
Hmm.
Thank you, Sandra.
Bolaji, thank you very much for calling. 56,000 across the nation, federal, state, and local government. Emeka Mbadere is our last caller on this segment of the show. Emeka, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Good evening, my president.
Good evening, sir. You've got 60 seconds.
God bless you.
Bless you as well.
You see, I just want to talk about the abandoned project.
Okay.
Is everywhere, all over the country.
Hmm.
It's selfishness. Because if they are not selfish, see, what I see whenever I go outside this country is selfless service, selfless leaders. Hmm. But here, selfishness. They want to be the richest. They want to control everywhere. they will start a project that they cannot finish. A government will come in, the other government, they will abandon all the projects that the previous administration we are on. They will start their own, and they, at the end of the day, they will abandon it. Same time, everywhere, abandon projects. Let them wake up, oh, because this they keep dividing us on daily basis. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, Emeka, for calling us. Emeka is in Badere. All right, Lagos, that's all the time we have. I wish I had more time to get into the messages that we have on WhatsApp, and we have quite a lot of them. I mean, look at this one from Kingsley Noka, who says, what is happening in the Southeast is that the leaders, especially the emperor governors, have lost control of the governance structure to IPOB. We have so many other messages that are pretty, pretty great. I wish we had time, but unfortunately we don't. But we have time for more fantastic stuff happening here. So in a few minutes, you'll hear the business news, and then you'll hear Chukwudi Ezeugu bringing you Community Report. After that, at 5 o'clock, we're going to take a detailed look at the draft budget for 2022. Budget will be here. They are an organization whose bread and butter is looking at budgets. And we'll look at the national one at 5 p.m. So make sure you're here. Make sure you don't miss that conversation. Again, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Find me there. Don't go away.